that Nicholas was, you know, on the route.
So 86?
So it's 86.
Okay.
Nicholas was on 10. Ballesteros was on 15. He'd hit his drive behind, there was a tree there, but they'd taken it out now. And his brother was caddying for him, and his brother says, I think it's just an easy 5-iron for you, you know? And Ballesteros said to his brother, he says, it's not an easy 5, it's either a hard 5 or a 4. And he said, no. He showed him, you know, you could see him conversing about what his yardage said, you know, from their books. And so he decided to go with what his brother told him, set up the shot, boom, in the water. I have never, in all the years I've been there, seen people clap at Augusta. That is just unheard of, because there's, you know, such a classy place to watch golf.
Now, what was the deal that he wanted to hit, like the caddy wanted him to hit longer, and he wanted to hit shorter? So he wanted to hit a 5 and the caddy set a 4?
No, it's the other way around. It's the other way around. Ballesteros' brother said hit 6. It wasn't a 4-iron. It was the difference between a 6 and a 5.
Okay.
So
the caddy said to hit a 5?
Yeah, and he hit a 6.
And Ballesteros hit a 6.
Yeah. But the argument wasn't more or less that he was wrong, is that they were brothers and that he'd mishit the shot. And then the people clapped. But the day before, Ballesteros had blasted Augusta about their food.
Uh-huh.
You know, Spaniards, they have their own, you know, lifestyles. And so
right.
from then on, Ballesteros brought his own chef. I mean, he didn't even...
Yeah, you know, I remember hearing about that.
You probably heard that story.
Yeah.
But right at that time, there was a scoreboard there. And my dad looked up and said, Nicholas just birdied 10. I said, let's go. So we went and followed Nicholas all the way around, and that's why I happened to be underneath that tree when he hit that, you know, his drive there, and
yeah.
I watched him hit his shot into that was 17. But
so let me get it straight. So the story is they get there, they're on 15, and 15's a par 5.
Right.
And so that's his second shot.
He's going for it too.
He's going to go for it, and he wants to hit a 6-iron, but the caddy says hit a 5-iron.
Mm-hmm.
So he pulls it, he disregards what the caddy says, hits a 6-iron.
And I think,
into Ray's
I think
Creek.
There was other things that went on before then. It just came to a, you know, came to a
and
head.
Then what happened? Did the caddy say, see, I told you so?
Well, you couldn't hear him. They talk in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
You know, you just have to go by what the media says.
Uh-huh.
You know, but, you know, he fired, his brother was fired right then. The brother never caddied for him again, you know.
Did his brother walk off the court? I mean, what did he do?
Well, no, he did finish. The only guy I did see, Tommy Armour III, fired his caddy on 12. And he asked a guy out of the crowd to come and get, he fired him right on the spot.
See, that's a good nugget there. Do you remember what year that was?
It was like, let me see, Tony, we were 86, like 90, 91.
Uh-huh.
Tommy Armour III fired his caddy right on the spot and actually had a guy come out of the...
Some guy just jumped out of the audience.
Yeah.
I would do it.
I'd get inside those ropes.
Heck yeah,
know.
For sure.
Yeah, but that's another little...
Okay, that's a good one. Okay.
This is a, you know, it's a life story, but it's a tough one. Ben Crenshaw's wife served him divorce papers.
Terrible.
Going from number 9 to number 10, making sure that, you know, it...
Was that Crenshaw or Couples?
No, Couples. Crenshaw's wife served him there. It was Freddie Couples' wife. Crenshaw's wife did serve him there, but not in between 9 and 10. It was Freddie Couples' wife, the professional polo player. Yeah, and I stood by her many times. She had one of those umbrellas with the seat on it, and she would just sit there and spoil rich girl.
Wow, what's he's had like 2 or 3 wives, I think. Must have been, his first one?
Who, Crenshaw? Or
Couples?
Couples, that was his first wife. I think he's on his third right now. Crenshaw's wife met here at Jeremy Ranch. She was an airline stewardess back when they used to do that with the seniors.
Yeah, I went to a few of those.
I watched Couples Drive number 1 up there.
At Jeremy?
Mm-hmm.
Over the houses and
over
everything?
Over the houses. Cut that corner.
That's cool. Yeah. I can't even get past that corner.
Yeah, we used to. I had a friend that lived right there by the clubhouse. He was one of our line drivers at CF. And we went up, played every Friday. We used to play up there every Friday.
Yeah, I followed up there. I followed around Chi-Chi one day at Jeremy, which was fun. And then when they moved it over to Park Meadows, I followed around Gary Player one day for 18, which was cool. And then I followed the next day, the group I followed was Jack, Trevino, and Arnie for 18. And
I found one of Gary Player's balls up there.
Oh, you did?
It has a knight on it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that black knight.
That black knight.
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. My friend and I were saying, geez, we want to hit these range balls because then back then it was the Titleist Professional.
Exactly.
And that's what the range balls were.
Right.
You know, we're like, geez, let's buy a bucket and just take it. I'm trying to think of, you know, certain holes maybe that you can think of something that happened on
that's
a certain hole.
That's what I'm trying to. I've seen so much.
I mean, so there's tons of stuff that happens on 18,
you know, people
obviously.
Don't realize I've seen a woman fall, and that was, gosh, that was the first year that Jerry went down with me. So that was probably 2001. They had another wet spring like they had last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, there's a parking area off number 6 as well as the main gate, you know, you can come in through back there. Well, anyway, we decided, it was pouring, and we got down there, and an official said they closed the course down. A woman just fell and broke her leg on number 1. It just shows you the dip where one tee box is an 18 green.
Yeah, that's a big hill right there.
It really drops.
I got this DVD. There's, you know, every year they make a DVD of the Masters,
yeah.
You know, they kind of do a play-by-play,
yeah.
Quick play-by-play. But the one, I think it's the 2002 one, they have special features. Like one year they interview Jack or something. But on the 2002 special feature, they do a flyover of the entire course with a helicopter.
Really?
Oh, it's so cool.
Really?
They start on, they start on Magnolia Lane.
Right.
And they fly right down it. They fly right over the clubhouse. And then they just start down number 1, and they go down number 1, and they just fly up through every hole, through the whole course.
Wow.
It's really cool. There's apparently a pretty big area between 18 green and the clubhouse up there. You know, pretty big wide area.
What it is there's an area for the rich people to go out and sit under umbrellas.
Uh-huh.
There's Eisenhower's cabin, where there's a guard on duty every day of the tournament to salute you.
Uh-huh.
Really first class.
That's, is that the Butler cabin?
No, the Butler cabin's over on the other side. No, it's Ike's cabin. It's all.
Oh,
it's
so there's
separate.
More than one cabin.
It's separate.
Huh, okay.
It, where the clubhouse is on, say you're in on number 1, where you see that big oak tree that they interview people at?
Yeah.
You come straight south or north of that, that's where the putting green is.
Yeah.
Behind the putting green is Eisenhower's cabin where he stayed. Nobody else stays there.
Huh.
And that's why they have that tree on 17, because Eisenhower used to hit it all the time.
So, okay, so you got the 17 story, you got 12, 11, 13. What's another, like just some other hole that you remember seeing? What about 16?
I can tell you a good hole, a good story on number 2, Freddie Couples, back when they used Persimmon. I watched him cut the corner and go over the trees and eagle the hole. And I had never seen anybody hit a golf ball like that. Freddie Couples, you know, that beautiful swing was just unreal.
Yeah.
That's when the tee box was up right by the side of number 1 green. They walked straight over to tee off. Now they walk back 40 yards. Yeah. Another one they really lengthened, you know.
They really lengthened number 10, I guess.
10 is, yeah. 10 is,
10's like,
you
know, 500
10
yards.
10, you drop straight down. I mean, that's, but that green is so hard. That number 10 green to get to is something else. Because after they drop down the hill, then it just barely, you know, just as it, the hill comes to plain, then they put the green in, then they raised it. So it's up on a plateau. And as fast as the Augusta's greens are, it's unreal.
Yeah. Let's see, anything else you can think of? I think I've got plenty of material now, more than I need.
You know what I'm going to do, Tony, is now that you're doing this, tonight I'm going to go home and really think and write things down for you.
Okay.
Where Because I do have a lot of things. I mean, I've got things that have left my mind. If I really go to...
If you look and you see something in my mind...
I have to really go back and put my dad in perspective, you know?
Yeah.
Of the years that I spent with him and the experiences I had, you know...